Rahm Emanuel has a dream that in less than a decade,
in a galaxy very close to us,
you'll be able to stand near the lakefront and read words scrawling across the lake as they're heading away from you about the Lucas Museum. I think I just came up with an installation for the museum. Hey, Hal Dardick from the Chicago Tribune is here and has written extensively on this project as it has ebbed and as it has flowed. And now the mayor, having basically ditched the idea of putting it in the south lot of Soldier Field for, you know, Friends of the Park and football fans and all the rest who were fighting against that, thought to himself, and this is interesting, and I'd love to know, like, where the who had the initial thought bubble was, like, why don't we just ditch McCormick Place East, that big albatrossy looking, you know, modernist architecture black building on the lakefront, and put that museum there, and then you could do another construction project to add space to McCormick Place somewhere else, and the trades are happy, and the George Lucas is happy, and
tourism.
Right. Tourists will have something to do, and it's already a parking heavy, it's used to a lot of traffic there, and it's right next to where they wanted to be. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Hal, what went wrong?
It's a really complex finance deal that's involved here. The other site, Lucas would have just paid for it, would have done all the work, $743 million.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the mayor to have McPeer, the Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority that runs McCormick Place, borrow nearly $1.2 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, that raises all kinds of questions about how would this thing be paid for. Lucas will take that same amount of money, cost a little less to build it, but it'll throw in the $743 million.
Off the top. Here's $743, get it started to get your financing.
Right. Well, it'll help them get the financing, and it'll be used to pay down the loan for the first 16 years, but it's a 40-year loan.
So
what they have to do is dedicate tax revenue to pay off the rest of that. And we don't know the total amount. It's $1.2 million plus whatever the interest is over 40 years.
But aren't we already floating loans for that Metropolitan Pier and Exposition Authority anyway, as they were redoing McCormick Place and making improvements on Navy Pier and all the other stuff that they seem, and they seem to, you know, always have money because they always want to tinker with something. So we have those loans already in place. Is this about extending the loans? Because he needs the legislature to extend the loan, right?
Well, no, actually, this would be a new loan on top of the $450 million that they've maxed out already. Legislature's got to come in and say, all right, they want not just $1.2 billion, they want $1.5 billion in additional borrowing capacity.
So this isn't a privately funded museum. But you can't call it that. Initially, it seemed like, okay, well, wait, it's going to be a private museum funded by private dollars, mostly by George Lucas himself. But the financing structure is very difficult and very complex, as you're pointing out. Partially private, partially public.
That's correct. And their argument, the city's argument, is that the museum portion of this, where they take down McCormick Lakeside,
mm-hmm.
The East Building,
right.
And build 12 acres of park and put up the Lucas Museum is $655 million. So Lucas, they say, is paying for that. Of course, they don't factor in the interest rate, but in what they don't, the other part of it, it costs $500 million to replace the convention space and build what they call a bridge building between their other existing buildings at McCormick Place to replace that. And they say, oh, that's an upgrade. It's expensive to maintain the East Building over there.
Well, it is kind of true. I mean, the one thing about the East Building is, let's take the money out of this for a second. I mean, when you think about it in the abstract, the East Building has been an albatross for a long time. Since they built McCormick Place South, which, you know, has the lion's share of square footage, and most business is transacted in there, right? The East has been relegated to when they're overbooked or they need extended space or they have some other kind of there's other things that go on in there that I've not quite figured out. And I don't know that we're even supposed to know about it. But it seems that if you're going to build trade show space, the one thing about McCormick Place East, and it was revolutionary when they built it, right? but mm-hmm. is it had all those big windows and it had ambient daylight.
Yeah, it means Van der Rohe type design.
Right. And it fit. It was kind of an interesting addition to the lakefront at the time because it, you know, spoke to this you know, striving for modernity that Chicago was doing at that era in the 1960s. This, however, now it no longer works. Why wouldn't they just use the I'm going to call the mayor right now and give him the suggestion because I know
he
takes my calls all the time. Why wouldn't they just go subterranean here? I know they're near the lake, and there's some stuff to do there. But why wouldn't they go underneath the museum to build more trade show space? Because mm-hmm. once you're in that building, you don't care if you see a window again, right?
You're just talking for the trade show space, or are you talking about for the museum itself? You would put underground.
No, the museum has to have the museum. He wants waterfront for a reason for the museum. So we'll let him do whatever he wants to do.
That's why they're not doing Michael Reese.
That's the problem.
You know. Yeah. Right. He wants to be on what? Right. He wants to be on the water.
Right on the water.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about this? Why don't we give him the Adler Planetarium while we're sitting here?
Adler. I like the Adler. Well, what's wrong with the Adler?
Hey, we'll move Adler over to the McCormick Place. Bada bing, bada boom. We're done.
I don't think you're going to move the Adler. Everyone loves it.
No. What about that?
But, you know, and there is the whole Friends of the Park, you know, concern all along that this is public lakefront and you can't do that. And the same thing will apply to this new site. But then they're saying, the mayor's saying, hey, but wait a minute, I'm going to give you 12 acres of this new parkland. And isn't that a good exchange?
He says it's a net gain because what you're doing is you're reducing the size of the structure that's there. You're gaining 12 acres of parkland. But the Friends of the Parks could still sue under the same theory of the public trust doctrine that they sued.
Yeah, it doesn't solve that at all, right?
It may not. And today they sent out a press release saying, well, we're reviewing this. We're glad that the mayor's talking to us now, but we don't know how they'll come down on this. The interesting thing you say about, at the time it was a groundbreaking building. Interesting, Richard J. Daley mm-hmm. built that, as we mm-hmm. all know.
Right.
And his son, Richard M. Daley, in 1999, called it the Berlin Wall. Of the lakefront, a little bit of history.
That is
even
that
he didn't
true.
Like it.
I thought it was okay. I mean, but remember the old McCormick Place burned down. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
I think they
sometimes
had
these things happen. Yeah, Ro. Don't ask any questions.
Wasn't electric because IBW did it. It was fine. It wasn't electric. Something else happened. But it just seems that you know we are, and it's very important. I mean, the city has troubles moving forward. In the 21st century, we all know it. They're well documented. There is urban flight happening again in Chicago. For a while, we're actually gaining. Now we are again losing and losing at a fairly significant clip. We need revenue in the city and the trade show industry, which also has ebbed and flowed and was gone. This year is going to be great. Next year going to be gangbusters. 2018, I'm not quite so sure about. But this is it. It's critical that we have good and sufficient space and usability and stuff that is flexible moving into the needs of trade shows in the 21st century.
Well, that's what they say. And they say that building's outdated, cost $225 million to maintain over the next 10 years or so, mm-hmm. And that this new space wouldn't be nearly as expensive and it would be better for the trade shows. And there are some couple of really large trade shows that are using that mm-hmm. older building now. And what they do is they tear this thing down in stages so that they could continue to use that and then move over to the other new location when that happens and keep that money. And the mayor likes to talk about the jobs that this would create.
Would. Well, the trades love this.
Oh, they do. Of course.
You know, they couldn't have been happier. Remember, I mean, in order to get the deal with some of the trade unions to lower their price, because we were losing a lot of business to Orlando and Las Vegas. You know, this is a well-worn story at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So the city of Chicago had to cut deals because it used to be, you know, if you wanted to, you know, plug in, you know, your a lamp at a trade show, it costs you a lot of money to have a union electrician come out and do it. And the carpenters cost a lot of money to build and the riggers and all the rest of the people that were involved in setting up the trade shows. And when you had the non-union talent or the non-union workers doing this in other places, it was cheaper. So what they did was they needed to get accommodations from the unions. They were able to get them from some, not all, but they got them from some by basically giving them another project, giving them the DePaul Stadium. That's the reason they're building the DePaul Stadium in a place that is awkward for DePaul to claim it has anything to do with, right? I mean, you could build a DePaul Stadium in Lincoln Park. You could build a DePaul Stadium even in the West Loop if you wanted to. You cannot build a DePaul Stadium in McCormick Place because it's nowhere near anything, right?
Yeah, classic horse trading. That one, yes. And the unions would love this, and I'm sure they'll come out in support of it.
And they got another hotel, I think, in the works there too. So they're going to get what they need out of it. I get it. The problem is, and this is where, and again, you should read Hal's piece at Tribune.com because if you haven't seen the paper, because it explains the tricky nature of the finance here, because it's going to end up costing money. And who in the legislature is going to vote for this?
Well, that's the issue. I said, I'm a huge Star Wars fan, and I'm a huge proponent of bringing more tourism to our city and celebrating what we have here. And it sounds great on its face, the jobs that it'll create. But then you start seeing, you know, that we're suffering because we can't pay for so many things like education and healthcare. And the very neediest amongst us right now are struggling to try to figure out how the bills work, you know, for just sustaining what we absolutely need right now. And then when you look at your piece, you realize, hey, this, to me, it was eye-opening in terms of understanding it's going to be more public dollars in terms of borrowing than I thought, or we thought.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, the other site didn't have this component to it. And the thing that we don't know is, you know, they talk about a $1.2 billion project. We've seen other projects that the city's done, Millennium Park, where the price started out at one thing and it evolved another.
Oh, there's a leak in the garage. Oh, what are we going to do?
And they say even though we're only extending current taxes and not creating new ones, there's been promises before that there wouldn't be additional tax dollars pumped into things, and we all know what happened.
Well, we do need development, and we do need, I mean, you know, the city can't be stagnant either, and the trades, those are good jobs. You want guys with trade jobs, right? I mean, that's good for the economy because they go and they have families, and a lot of them live in the city, and they raise their families in the city, and we have to have that, and it's all part of the big sort of economic soup that we've got that's boiling here in Chicago, and you've got to keep that going. But you have to find a way to be very creative and political about it. And I don't think this is a bad idea. I just don't know. After the 16 years, we always like to kick stuff down the road. Mm-hmm. There are things that need to be addressed. So before we get this, there's got to be something else, I think, that has got to happen here politically. Like, maybe a state budget. Helpful, right? That could be it. Well, Hal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great
Hal.
Work
My
today
pleasure.
In the Tribune. Really appreciate it. All right, coming up on the program, Eddie Olchek is going to check in with us about what happened last night in the Hawks game. I don't know if I want to talk about it, but we are going to try it anyway.